June 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, stop and think now. Everything the liberals are attacking, from the Star-Spangled Banner to my Jesus, are sources of pride and security. They are trying to pull the feet out from under your national pride and your Christian identity. By doing so, it will be easier for a liberal president to be elected. National security is also being threatened by physical attacks on police and law and order. This, of course, leads to lack of security on many levels. Children, this is an age when right is wrong and wrong is right. The undiscerning heart is easily tricked, as he does not look beneath the surface. Those who instigate this movement are looking to destroy your country from within. They are doing so by destroying the truth, which has been the foundation of this nation. Now you have one race which represents liberalism and another which is conservative. This division unseats the inner peace, and it is based on racism. Race-sensitive issues are like switches which control the pulse of the nation. I am calling you all to look past this and do not allow yourselves to be manipulated by outside powers eager to control your emotions. Place your love once again in Jesus. Allow the commandments to lead you. Those inciting racism are trying to promote dishonesty. Cling to the truth and do not be manipulated by your emotions. Allow traditions to be held up as good. I will lead you. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.